The 50th running of the Equinox Marathon starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. A near record number of participants is expected. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Equinox Marathon is more than a running race. It's a culmination of summer, a gathering to celebrate the beauty of fall and impending winter. The race has a humble beginning in the early 1960s, but three-time Equinox champion and journalist Matthias Saari, who has a book coming out on the history of the race, says the event gained major popularity early on.
Fairbanks was a pretty small town, and there wasn't that much going on, so it became a big event that everyone wanted to participate in. And the other thing was it wasn't excluded for runners, you know, as long as you could participate and spend 10 hours or more out there. If you were willing to walk 26 miles, you were encouraged to do so. So the vast majority of the participants, one year, I think 1969, there were 1,160 participants, 900 of them were hikers.
The Equinox was begun by the University of Alaska Fairbanks ski team, a project Saari says was originally focused on development of a ski trail.
At that point, they didn't think that the marathon would have much lasting power. There were only about a dozen marathons in the whole country at that point, and it wasn't really a popular sport. So they sort of had ulterior motives.
Saari credits UAF ski coach Jim Mahaffey and team members Nat Goodhue and Gail Bakken and others with leading the early charge, laying out the trail that became the venue for the big fall running race. The event saw participation drop to a few hundred during the 70s and 80s, but the race has been gaining steam again in the last decade, continuing an Equinox marathon history Saari describes as colorful.
A lot of crazy things happened. I mean, Mary Shields did the whole thing with an owl on her shoulder, and one year, the college co-eds built a stretcher or a litter and carried a co-ed for 26 miles along the whole course. And Charlie Kegler ran the thing barefoot. And John Waterman allegedly started it wearing Speedos and a cape, the famous mountaineer John Waterman. So there's been a lot of bizarre stories, and there's going to be a chapter just of, like, weird things.
One of the most memorable stories happened at the front of the race in 1983 when Equinox record holder Stan Justice battled a locally unknown rookie who showed up and won in record time. Justice says Patrick Cross, a national-caliber college half-miler, had an amazing first-time marathon performance.
He had never run a marathon. The longest race he had ever run before was a 9-mile. But he was a missionary, and he was in Fort Yukon, and everybody up there saw how fast he was. And so they said, hey, Patrick, you should go down and run that Equinox. And so he just showed up and jumped in, and he fell down three times during the race. But boy, he'd get on the roads, and he'd be right with us again. I mean, he was just so fast on the roads that we couldn't keep up with him.
Justice went on to best Cross's Equinox record the next year, setting a new mark of 2 hours, 41 minutes that's held up ever since. Saari, whose best time is just under 2:50, says nobody since has come within 5 minutes of Justice's mark. Tomorrow's field includes Saari, who last won in 2010, and defending men's champion Matt Dunlop. 2011 women's champion and three-time Equinox winner Laura Brocious is also back. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.